Hello.
All right. Welcome to Cryptid Addicted.
We're back after a substantial break.
Yes. Thank you to our people for waiting for us. Patty went to Thailand and then I went to London Christmas and New Year. And yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. I was not so jet lagged, which is good.
Yeah, we're all good. We're fighting fit. I just got back from the Royal National Park and got really sunburned because I forgot to bring sunblock. I'm bright red.
Yes,
and I feel terrible.
To paint you a picture, Paddy is shirtless with a wet towel around his very red lobster skin. I'm doing the best to not look at him in the eye.
Because he's grotesque.
On topic, though, yeah, so cryptozoology, for those who don't know, is the study and search for animals whose existence or survival is disputed or unsubstantiated.
By science.
By a science. True. And I am the believer, and Paddy's not so much.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into the episode, I have a present.
You have a present.
Yeah, I have a present.
Ah, all right, what is this?
Okay.
This is not staged, by the way. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay.
Ah, did you actually buy me a present?
I bought you a present.
Oh, I didn't get you anything.
I know.
Oh.
No, because so I got it in London, and I know already because I had you for Secret Santa, so I already got you a present. It's just whatever. It's
sure
just
you got me a good present.
Right. I know. It's on top of the good present. It's a new present because I saw it and I was
I'm
like, I
delightful.
Need this.
Okay, all right.
I need this.
Let me have it.
So, wait, first the story. Do you know, remember when I was 18 and I went traveling around in Ireland and I found the whiskey called Paddy?
Yeah.
And that old, like, sailor in Cleggan in the middle of nowhere bought me Paddy's and then I bought a bottle of it for you and it cracked it.
Yeah.
It cracked on the airport and I had to throw it away.
I do remember that.
This is to make up for that. It's not a bottle of Paddy.
To make up for the thing I'd completely forgotten like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right. It's got, just for our listeners, it's got the delightful flamingo and toucan paper. What is this? The Paddy whiskey with £1,000 guarantee for age and quality. Oh, that's so cool. Is this from the distillery?
No, probably
no,
not.
No, no, no.
It's from the Camden Markets in London.
Ah, that is amazing.
I saw them around, and for those who can't see, well, I'll take a photo of it, but it's like a metal, old-school sign advertising Paddy's whiskey.
Yeah, like the sort of the panel you'd have, like, at the front of your shop or something.
Yeah.
Like, on a, like, nailed into a brick or something.
And I like it because it says, for age and quality.
For age and quality. Well, I don't have age yet, but I like to think I'm reasonable quality.
Yeah, I couldn't go past it.
Ah.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
No worries. All right, let's get into it then.
Sorry, it had nothing to do with cryptids. Sorry.
I just wanted to everyone just to experience that.
Yeah.
It's good
fun. We're all a family.
Yeah, it's all good. Okay, cool. So, a cryptid that once was, like, mythical and has been proven.
Oh, yeah. So, we do this segment every session. Every week we do a creature that used to be considered a cryptid, so science said it didn't exist, and then eventually it was discovered to be a real cryptid.
Yeah.
So
I tried to find a really recent one, and I got one from 2010, which was when it was discovered.
Ooh.
So this is a man-sized, double-penised lizard beast.
Ah, of course.
It lives in the Philippines.
The twin-cocked lizard beast.
The Philippines. Right. So the local Filipino tribal hunters, like, knew it for years and would eat it all the time. Like, it was a food source for them.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so usually with these, like, cryptids, they will have, like, an air of spirituality around with, like, this myths and legend. This is, they just, like, it was just a lizard they ate.
Uh-huh.
People still didn't believe
it. So there was no folklore around it. They were just like, it's the food.
Yeah, it's there. Why can't you see it?
Would you like one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So in regards to the spiritual stuff, I tried to, like, desperately look if there was any sort of link or legend about them.
Mm.
I found one Filipino legend which may be connected to it, but it's just generally fucked up, and so I thought I would like to read it to you.
Thank you, please.
So the creature is called the Mengmengkit, and it's from the Ilocos region. The bird-like creature, the size of a very large bat, has eyes like carbuncles.
What is a carbuncle?
I had to Google it, and then I Googled it, got horrified, forgot, Googled it again. It's basically like a pus wheel.
Oh,
like a bunion.
Oh god. Oh, that's an excellent insult. I'm going to call people carbuncles from now.
People are like, I don't know what that is.
Then I'll Google it. Like, oh, God!
Okay, so it had the head of a lizard, a hairy tail, and a harp tongue, which I think are like the fork like harpies have. It had feet like a monkey, which were as large as a man's, and it was often known to extend its tongue into female victims and suck their bowels out.
Okay, all right, so this is definitely folklore.
Yeah. Anyway, that might be connected, but yeah, the lizard is real.
Where did you get that? Just your trove of Filipino legends that you have lying around. Just...
Do some weird research, that's all.
Right.
So yeah, in 2001, a photo emerged of Filipino hunter with one on their back, but it still took them 10 years to find it and classify it as a new species. And they're very similar to Komodo dragons, like, you know, the big ass.
Yeah.
But these guys live high up in trees and are actually vegetarian. And their name are Vara Nus Bita Tawa.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, why did people not believe in this?
They just couldn't find it because they're up in trees. And you're like, you say there's a big lizard here, but where are the big lizards?
Well, prove it. Yeah. Wow. Oh, cool.
Yeah, fun fact. Okay, and then I have a quick correction because both of us were wrong.
Oh, okay, all right. Please.
So a little while ago, we were talking about red pandas and we were trying to work out what family they belong to.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said it was a panda, and I said it was a lemur. Both wrong.
Okay. I have no memory of this conversation.
Good.
But it's on record, so it must have happened.
It's true. So the red panda is actually part of its own unique independent family called the Aeluridae.
Huh.
And the red panda is the only living animal that falls into this family. And then outside of that is an extinct animal, old ancestor, where we have fossils for called a Paraes lurus.
And it goes on in much the same fashion, but I'll leave the proof for our readers. Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, and that lived like 3 to 4 million years ago.
Oh, wow, so it's just a long time.
Yeah.
It's not...
Yeah, true story.
Wow.
And like...
Do the same thing.
For those of us who give a shit, like me, the closest living relative is like weasels and raccoons and skunks.
That makes sense. They've got those striped tails, the red panda, right?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, that's our segment done. Now we're moving on to
the
today's cryptid.
Yes, so...
What is it?
We had a fan suggestion, and I started working on it, and then I went to London and got all excited about a new one called the River Thames Monster.
So fuck you, fan.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
So there's a monster in the River Thames. Did you know that?
I didn't.
True story.
And there isn't.
It is, and we'll see it.
All right, what's the River Thames one?
Okay, so. I went really weird in this.
Very tired sighs.
It's going to be an uphill battle.
All right.
Yeah, I went really weird in this episode on research and, like, just have a fuck ton of photos and stuff. So.
Okay, cool.
Sorry to our listeners, I'll do a group batch release of these photos so you can sort of follow along.
Okay, and we'll try and describe them now so you're not completely left out. All
right. So for many, many years, weird things have turned up in the River Thames in London, England, for those who don't know.
Okay.
what
sort of things?
In October 2017, panic exploded as people on the side of the Thames saw what looked like a small crocodile chilling in the water.
Okay. That does look like a small crocodile, but it could be like a rubber crocodile or like a weird boot. Okay, anyway.
But... When Harbour Master Colin Bullock, who takes no bullocks, thank you for that, turned up.
I'm not dignifying that.
I thought it was great. He said it was very obviously a plastic pond ornament.
Porn ornament.
Pond.
Pond, oh, sorry. Old Colin, like, oh, that's obviously the Hip Breaker 2000. I'd recognize that from a mile away. All right.
And yeah, it was just a pond thing, and he just fished it out with a net.
Great way to begin. I'm convinced the Thames Monster is real. Okay,
no,
so yeah, of course a bunch of weird shit pops up in the Thames. It's
but
a city of like...
Yes.
There's a large population in Australia, doesn't it? It's like
probably.
20 million or something?
Probably.
It's huge.
I just can't...
That's
like,
the main river. People throw shit in it.
Yes.
Of course.
I just kept coming across weird things that I just had no place... put and I needed to tell you about it. So this whole first segment
just get this off your chest.
Okay. In 2014, something called Crabzilla was spotted in the water. It was a 50-foot crab.
No, it wasn't.
In the article I got my information from, it was titled... Claw Blimey.
Okay, and what did it turn out to be?
So
presumably not a live 50-foot crab.
I don't know, actually. This one's weird. So the guy who saw it was Quentin Winter, which is a great name, somewhat probably made up. And he said, at first all I could see was some faint movements, and then it rose from the water, and I thought, that's a funny-looking bit of driftwood. But it had glazed, blank eye stalks, swiveling wildly, and it clearly was a massive crab with crushing claws. Before this incident, I thought the aerial photo showed an odd shape in the sandbank, but now I know better. That's the shot of it.
There's not a 50-foot crab in the Thames. That photo looks like it has a crab in it, but there obviously is not a crab in the Thames.
Oh, I'm seeing evidence.
You're right. It looks crab-like. But that is not... If you're in a plane and you're flying over London and you see a crab-like bit of sand in the Thames, you're not like, shit, there are giant crabs. You're like, oh, a wee bit of sand. Anyway, so what happened? What did Quentin, whatever his name,
That's all the information.
That's it. That was the end of the...
That's not the Thames monster.
How much food would a 50-foot crab have to eat? What do crabs eat?
Don't they eat, like, bacteria or, like, microorganisms? They filter feed with sand, don't they?
I think
they get
that.
Rid of the sand.
Okay, well, maybe a 50-foot crab could survive.
A lot of sand.
Where did he come from?
I don't know. That's it. That's the end of the story.
Okay,
all right. All right, so... And then on top of all that, apparently 49 whales, more than 2,000 seals, and some 450 porpoises and dolphins have apparently been sighted in the Thames in the last 10 years.
Oh. Mm. Holy shit, I didn't know there were whales in the Thames.
Mm. In
Yes.
Research.
Okay.
In 2006, there was a very public and very dramatic beaching of a juvenile female northern bottlenose whale who shortly after passed away. So that's a guy in the Thames, like, trying to coerce it back into deeper water, but it died
recently. Oh, sad times.
Yeah. 2006. And then, not at all to do with the Thames, but I found this and I wanted to share it. There's been an outbreak of giant rats in London.
How giant?
The size of a cat, and in a few cases, the size of a small child.
God. Oh my god! Oh my god. Okay. These are real. There's an actual giant rat in a photo. Some guy's got it in a little pincer, and he's just holding it up.
That's scary.
Oh my god, they're like beavers, but rats. Oh god, his tail's a foot long. All right, we got to upload that. That's really... Yeah,
it gets worse. In 2016...
Horrific.
Recently, a nest of giant rats was discovered who have grown so large and fat cannibalism.
Oh, rats are so gross. Oh, God! Oh, they're all lying there. Oh, they're all just hanging out. Oh, my God.
Through cannibalism.
All right.
Sorry, we had to go through that side route, but
okay.
I wanted to share.
So, anyway, back to the River Thames.
Okay.
River Thames. What's the story?
Basically, it has a long, long history of mysterious things happening in it, but not all of them... What the hell? Okay, whatever. What is it?
We don't have time for that segment. Let's get down to brass tacks. What is it? All right, I don't know what it is.
All right. So it's a monster, and it has sometimes referred to as the Loch Ness Monster of London, but that is stupid because the Loch Ness Monster is in... It was.
That's why it says of London, right?
What's stupid? The Loch Ness is the Loch Ness.
Yeah, it's not in a loch.
Because the Loch Ness is the loch that it's called the Ness.
Yeah.
The
no.
Okay. No. So it's just stupid. It's stupid.
Okay. All right.
It angers me.
The show's decided that we disapprove of this saying.
There was a hashtag that circulated called Tessie, which is disgusting.
As in Thames Nessie.
Mm-hmm. And.
revolting.
People disgust
scum.
Me. People are the biggest monsters of all.
All right.
So it's quite large, obviously, this monster, and it's, people who see it estimate it from around like 30 feet to 170 feet in length.
It's quite a range.
Yeah, a little bit.
30 feet. How many is 30 meters? That's like 10 meters, right? A little less?
I don't know.
I think it's a little under.
I think like a big crocodile. Like a big crocodile
it's
would be 20 foot long.
Yeah. Okay. So it's bigger than a big crocodile. It's a big and
fucking huge.
Big old monster.
Yeah.
All right.
Usually said to have gray skin, and it appears very like serpent-like and undulates in the water. So like kind of like how a snake goes. Sometimes its body parts come out of the water and like humps. You know, like the Lager Flotsamur. Was a bit humpy.
Yeah, a bit humpy.
Similar to that.
Flesh arches, I think was the phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
Obviously, tales of serpent beasts twisting and wrecking ships around British waters have been around for ages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently, 95% of the ocean today remains unexplored, which means it's a perfect hiding spot.
That's such a cheap trick. Cheap card to play. We don't really know what's out there.
Exactly.
Like, there are so many ships. Going across, fair enough, they go on like the same routes between countries and stuff. But there are so many ships out in the sea.
Yeah.
If there were a species of huge, like, leviathan serpents in the ocean that sunk ships or used to sink ships, like in the folk stories, then we would know about it now because they'd still try and sink ships.
Maybe.
Someone with their fucking iPhone would be out there and a big serpent would try and sink their ship and they'd be, take some video of it.
Well, then they drown and the iPhone gets wet.
Well, it'd have, like, some of them would have life-proof cases.
And then just be floating in the ocean. They're dead.
Someone would find it. I don't know. It's just, it's there'd be song. Some...
That's a very long
Okay,
bow.
Big ships. Big ships would be attacked by this thing, and they'd survive. Because they're metal, right?
I guess. But why would they attack a big ship that they know they couldn't sink?
There'd be some evidence. Anyway, all right.
There's evidence.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right. So, a dude named Olaus Magnus... was a famous Swedish writer.
Just who you want your evidence from. Olaf the Swede.
Olaus.
Olaus, sorry.
A Swedish writer who collected sightings and tales of fishermen and seamen that he encountered. So back in the day, people would like, draw where the beasts were to like, warn other sailmen, salespeople, boat dudes.
Okay.
One particularly interesting report that Olaus collected was from sailors who spotted... 200-foot-long sea serpent, which they described to have flashing eyes, long scraggly hair around their necks, and was covered in black scales.
Okay.
And they said it was so large that it could coil around the ship's mast with ease. And in 1539, he released a map called the Carta Marina. Have you heard of that?
No.
Which is like this fucking awesome map, which basically is like ye old and...
Are we going to fur?
Yes.
But, right, yeah, it's got big sea monsters everywhere.
It is a high-res photo, and there's, like, all these wiggly...
Yeah, it's one of those ye-olde time maps. It's got, like, you know, dragons be here.
Yeah.
It's got, like, sea serpents everywhere. It's the sort of shit we don't believe anymore.
That's not true.
In short.
I believe.
All right.
So I'm assuming, like, because the Thames is connected to the water, I'm assuming something could be living in the oceans nearby and it can come and go.
Yeah. Just for context, this is before Galileo when people thought, like, everything revolved around the earth. Everyone was very religious. They kind of believed there were dragons and monsters and things. Like,
there are dragons.
It's the silly period. It's when everyone was silly.
Okay, but like the sun revolving around the earth is very hard to judge from the earth when you don't have modern day technology. But if you see a sea monster, it's much easier to be like, hey, look, a giant beast.
Anyway, okay.
All right, so in 1583, a sighting by Sir Humphrey Gilbert happened quite close to that area.
He's a surfer.
Yes. Right. Well, on a trip back to Newfoundland, which is an island sort of part of Canada, which it was claiming on behalf of England, Humphrey saw something remarkable in the ocean. In his word, he described it as either a lion of the sea or a fish in the shape of a lion.
Hey, this is a completely different part of the world, right? This is the West Atlantic up near Canada.
It's slightly to the west, but like...
That is half a world away from London.
If a boat can get there, then a sea monster can get there.
Okay, alright.
He also particularly noticed its glaring eyes that chilled him to the bone, apparently.
Okay.
1734.
Oh, we're jumping ahead 2 centuries, okay.
Well, this is, I've got quite a lot of information today, so I'm just going to like... Race. These are some of the key ones close to home.
Okay, we're skating through the old stuff.
Yeah.
That's good, because they made shit up then.
I knew you'd say that.
Sir Humphrey Gilbert with his pipe up in Canada. All right, anyway.
1734, off the coast of Greenland, another terrifying sea monster was seen. Hans Edge, a Dano-Norwegian missionary, wrote of the detailed encounter with something that came out of the depths. He described it as, quote, the most terrible creature resembling nothing they saw before. The monster lifted its head so high that it seemed to be higher than the crow's nest of the main mast. The head was small and the body was short and wrinkled. The unknown creature was using giant fins which propelled it through the water. Later, the sailors saw the tail as well, and the monster was longer than our whole ship. And this is an artist's rendition of what he saw.
Okay, so this guy's a Norwegian missionary. Missionaries tended to go out with, you know, teams of people on reasonably large boats. Like, in the... So the artist's rendition here, we've got, like, it's a pretty big boat, right?
Yeah, and they say they saw, and, like, there's, it's collective.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of boats like this travel in the same waters today, like, as large. Why has no one seen this since? Why is it only in these silly olden day times that this sort of ship got seen? I find it very implausible.
Okay, well, those were both...
Also, and let's say we believe this.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Iceland. No, sorry, Greenland. Greenland and northern Canada. That's like one region of the northwest Atlantic Ocean.
You think it's too far?
Far. Like, well, they have to swim across the whole Atlantic.
Whales migrate?
Yeah, from like Japan to Australia, right? Okay, yeah, okay, all right, look, maybe.
All right, we're going to sightings in the modern-ish day.
Okay.
So, 1817, and we're going England, Thames.
Hey, okay, good, relevant sightings.
All right, oh, thank you.
more relevant.
Wasting my time. So, 1817, there was a lot. I'm sorry, I've written a fancy word, and I don't like it.
Wait, what is it, man?
Scourge?
Scourge!
Scourge!
A scourge of sightings. I don't know if that's if that makes sense.
You know
sense.
What I probably did is I wrote scourge and spelt it wrong and then auto-corrected it to the way it's meant to spell and then I couldn't recognize the word. Right. 1817, there was a lot of sightings of something large and serpentine in the waters.
All right.
Hundreds of recorded witnesses in maritime New England from Salem to Codcape claimed to see a sea serpent just off the shore. U.S. Senator Daniel Webster observed the beast, and it had also made the subject of the paper. The main thing they reported on was a maned and crested neck rising from the deep. So again, there's something going on.
Some of hair around its neck. Wait, so was this 100 people seeing the same thing, or was this 100 separate sites?
Seeing the same thing. There was like heaps of reports on the same thing.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
That's something. That's something. A senator. Senators would never lie. Surely. All right.
So 1848, one of the more substantial sightings occurred. An enormous beast was seen by not only the Captain McQuay, but also the crew of the HMS Daedalus. Daedalus.
Daedalus, isn't the father of the guy with the wings.
Pegasus?
No, the guy who...
Ericus.
The flew too close to the sun.
Yeah, I know who you mean. Something like that.
It was embarrassing. I did a course in Greek myth. I should really know that.
Icarus?
Yeah, Daedalus is his dad.
All right, then. So on top of this boat, they saw something, and they described it as an enormous serpent with a head and shoulders that kept 4 feet constantly above the surface of the sea.
4 feet? That's not very far.
That's like a human... That's like a short...
That's like a dwarf.
it's like an orangutan above the sea.
Okay.
They also said it seemed reptilian. Okay. Everyone reptilian. Thought it was very similar. They just said.
Sort of a reptile. Anything about hair on its neck?
Yeah, some more detail. So an account of an event by a guy named Costello, who must have been one of the dudes on the boat,
okay.
Reads, August 6, 1848, while homeward bound in the South Atlantic, the officers of the ship saw a sea serpent. The large animal swam past the ship at about 15 miles an hour. It had a snake-like head held about 4 feet above the water, with some 60 feet of body breaking the surface behind it. Dark brown with a yellowish throat, something like a mane of a horse washing about its back.
Okay, all right, that's a very similar description. Okay, so we've got the HMAS Daedalus, mm-hmm. We've got all of that crowd of mariners in England.
Yeah.
All right, okay, that's... a lot of people on two occasions have seen something very similar.
There's a little bit more on the sighting. The men who had the sighting were all officers and men of the Royal Navy, mm-hmm. all extremely credible folk in the Victorian era.
Can I go on a tangent?
Yes.
For like 3 minutes?
I'm going to take a break.
All right. You know the phrase, sweet F.A.? As in someone's like, what are you up to? And you're like, sweet F.A. Like,
sweet fuck all.
It doesn't mean fuck all. That's not where it comes from. It comes what? From me and sweet Fanny Adams, who was an 8-year-old girl who lived in Hampshire in England. And it was one of the first really grisly murders by a psychopath in England.
Are you serious?
It got huge publicity. It was this like delightful 8-year-old girl and someone in a suit, a lawyer in a suit, like encountered her on the road. And he was like, hey, come up into this field with me. And he butchered her really grisly, tore out her eyes, disemboweled her, everything. Like really gross. And it was like a national uproar. They found the guy very easily. They had blood splatters on his like clothes and whatnot. But everyone was like shocked because he was a gentleman. He was in a suit. He was a solicitor. Total psychopath. He like treated the whole trial like it was a game, like it was a joke. He was like laughing at the family. But anyway, her name was Fanny Adams. This got like the national attention. Anyway, 2 years later, the British government started giving out new rations to its sailors, which were these like tins of mutton. And they looked really gross, so the sailors started referring to them as Sweet Fanny Adams, because they looked like kind of like human butchered remains.
Oh my god!
Sailors obviously have a dark sense of
humor. Oh my god!
Anyway, so they would refer to these tins of mutton as Sweet Fanny Adams, mm-hmm. And over time it just came to mean like anything valueless or worthless, like shitty tins of mutton, or like you would say like Sweet Fanny Adams if you had to like go to a prep. Like round on the poop deck or whatever, you had to like clean the bathrooms or whatever. And eventually it just came to mean like nothing of value. Sweet F.A.
Wow.
That's where it comes from. And then the Americans picked it up and assumed it meant sweet fuck all. But it doesn't mean sweet Fanny Adams.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Anyway, it's interesting because, yeah, back in the day, everyone really trusted gentlemen. He almost got away with this thing because he was a respectable solicitor.
Mm.
It was only because they found like a few blood splatters on his like collar when they searched him.
Right.
But, yeah, that's why she walked off into a hop field with him, like Fanny Adams. Anyway, yeah.
Oof.
Sorry, that's a complete tangent. But I'm doing an independent project at the moment where I'm like, researching all the different boroughs in England, trying to remember them. I'm going to try and memorize every borough in England.
Huh.
But, yeah, they've all got a really interesting history.
That was in England then?
This was in Hampshire, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Anyway, what? Yeah, sweet F.A. Not,
what year was that?
Not fuck all. 19th century sometime.
Wow. Jazzy.
Yeah, anyway, sorry.
No, it's cool.
But I'm sure these people are perfectly honest, good Victorian sailors who we can trust.
So, 1923. The captain, the famous captain. Captain Hazelfoot?
Oh, of course! Oh, Captain Hazelfoot!
well...
Right up there with Birdseye and Long John Silver. Sorry, the famous... Oakfoot?
Hazelfoot.
Hazelfoot, sorry.
And crew. Whilst aboard the HMS Kellett.
Okay.
While travelling in the section of the Thames Estuary, deemed the Black Deep section. I don't know.
Okay. The notoriously trustworthy Hazelfoot. What did he see?
They saw a creature that they described as having a long neck, around 10 feet alone. Distinct hair or fur around its mouth, similar to whiskers, a mane, or a beard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that they say it has a neck of a certain length, like clearly distinguishable from a body.
Because
with snakes, it's not like they've got a neck and then a body, right?
That's true.
They're just a big pipe, kind of.
Yeah, maybe it gets fat out like a...
So maybe it is more like a Nessie sort of thing.
Cool. 1928. A very charismatic lantern. This
what?
Is a great story.
Very charismatic what?
Stop looking.
Oh, sorry.
Lighterman regaled the story of the Thames. Now, a lighterman is a worker who operates a lighter, which is a type of flat bottom barge. So I'm pretty sure it's something like a tugboat.
Okay.
Awesome. I hope I can do this guy justice because he's ridiculous. Bob Tizard was his name, and he tells an extraordinary tale in an extraordinary way.
They've all got such good names this episode.
It's true.
Hazelfoot and Tizard, and there was like a Quincy earlier or something.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, now some of what I'm going to read is not going to make much sense, but I'm quoting.
What period is this?
This is 1928.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
So these are his words. I'm not sure whether to do an accent or not. We'll see what happens. Okay. I, she, were a beauty. Said Bob as he puffed on his pipe and gazed sadly over the Thames. She'd a beautiful skin. She popped her head up out of the water at me. I thinks to myself, better have her in. So I threw a noose over her head. This is written like this. Bob continues. I thought she must be dead, as I thought all on her up. But then I saw her wiggle. So I sent a little boy for a chopper, chopper her head off. What he's saying is he saw something, put a noose over its head,
pull it up.
Thought it was dead to pull it up, yeah. And then it started wiggling, and he thought, oh shit, I'm going to try and chop its head off.
Yeah.
She was about 11 foot long and dark green, and she'd had such a beautiful skin.
Yeah.
He keeps talking about skin.
Not a lot of company out on the sea.
The problem of where the sea serpent came from remains unsolved. The boatman who did not catch her say that, I don't even know. He talks himself in third person at some point. Anyway.
So wait, he's pulling this thing up onto the boat. What happens? Does he get it onto the boat?
That's the end of the story. He's
what, does it get on his boat or not? Does he chop its head off? Presumably not. It slips through the knot at the last moment and disappears.
Let's
never
go
to be confirmed.
That. Or
all right.
Dear old Bob has been drinking.
Again.
And something in that pipe is nuts. Not tobacco. All right. 7th of August, 1999. There were no less than 36 eyewitness reports.
99. This is real... times, mm-hmm. not silly times.
Not Tizard times.
No, not Tizard. Well, not Tizard quantities of alcohol, I hope. Unless this was like a wine convention or something. All right, 36 people. What do they all see?
No less than 36 eyewitness reports flooded into the London Police Department.
Is that a joke? Because we're dealing with water stuff. That's so weak.
It's so funny because I write jokes and then completely forget and then I read them a little bit ahead of before I say them and then I just, because they're my humor, so they just perfectly match with my, so I just lose my shit. Okay. Anyway.
Your own favorite comedian.
Thanks.
Okay.
They saw something long, huge, serpent-like swimming around in the Thames. Onlookers described the beast as snake-like, estimating it to be a whopping 200 feet long and 5 foot wide.
5 foot wide. That's the size of a...
me lying down.
Okay.
And then 200 feet.
Good God. Okay.
Someone called in, I think.
Okay.
It just, like, hates your report flooded in.
Okay. And what were the... what were the... why is...
<'Cause that's>
get it together, Davison. All right. So what did the... what were the reports of? A big thing.
Huge.
Any
long,
hair?
No mention of hair in this one. Huge, long, serpentine creature. Snake-like.
Well, okay, this could just be, like, piping, like, floating down the Thames, like a...
36 people are going to see piping and say there's a huge thing?
Well, if I saw a bunch of piping swimming down the Thames, I'd be like, ah, shit.
Piping 5 foot wide?
Could be a sheet of fabric. I don't know. Could be something. All right.
2016, there was a flurry of sightings, and with our fancy-ass technology, that meant footage and evidence.
Yay!
So there was, like, a shit ton of sightings in 2016. So,
2016?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just say dates, and this is all 2016.
Okay. All right.
27th of March, 2016.
I changed my mind. I'm going to say it every time. All right.
A video goes viral of a beast spotted emerging out of the Thames water. Humps rising quite substantially out of the water, a scene before it splashes down into the depths.
Okay.
This was filmed, unfortunately, on a shaky mobile phone because the guy or lady who did it was on top of a moving Emirates airline cable car.
Okay.
The person's name was Penn Plate, for reference. Oh, and this footage apparently left top wildlife experts baffled.
Okay. Ah, that's kind of exciting. Experts baffled. It's one simple trick that doctors don't want you to know. All right, we've got the video finally after much ado. And we're about to play it. So I'm going to give you a running commentary, and we'll upload the video later on as well.
Yeah.
So that you can watch it. This is from a cable car. Oh, wow. Okay, she has no idea how to use a camera.
But you can see there's a dark shadow underneath as well.
Yeah. Something definitely rose out of the water. What are you doing, woman? Point the camera at the place where all the stuff is going on.
But look, trucks.
All right,
I'll show you.
Play it once more. I want to see it once more. Because right at the start, you saw some. Okay. That looks like something. To be honest, that could have been a whale.
So humpy, though.
From what I saw.
And pause
It did look a bit humpy. All right, so we're frozen on, like, the only good frame in this 30-second little video. It does kind of look like there are two or three humps. Yeah? Okay, yeah, it's pretty out of the water there. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I also, so there was one video I came across outside of this, and it was, like, something weird seeing the 10th, and it was, like, this flappy thing, it looked kind of like a long neck. And I was like, okay, well, let me look into this guy some more. And, like, every one of his videos was, UFO spotted in XYZ, Bigfoot spotted in blah. So, like, complete fake. So I looked into her, like, history and videos and basically everything else. There was one other video and it was, like, a time lapse of London streets. So it was very, like, touristy stuff. So it made sense. It doesn't seem like a...
She's not a hack.
Yeah, she's not a hack.
Okay. All right. That looks like there's something in the Thames. It looks like it's a bit too humpy to be a whale, but I'm not, like, writing whale off. It looks like a whale.
It's three humps.
Like it's the whale size.
Whale size, but three humps is not a whale thing.
No, but it's not a 200-foot-long sea serpent either.
Why not?
Well, because it's not 5 foot wide and 200 feet long. It's
But that's the O2 in the background. That's, like, that's far away. That's very big.
Yeah, no, but look, there's a boat here. There's a van there. It's like the size of two white vans. Two or three white vans. It's like the size of a whale.
Yes, but...
I don't know what it is. To be honest, that... It could just be floating garbage, like...
No, garbage doesn't go up and down like that. It doesn't go down, like clearly is organic. It also doesn't come back up. Just, like, the video goes on for a while, and she's looking at it, and it doesn't come back up.
I don't know. Okay, anyway, so what else have we got?
Well, just on that, Ivan Tokolov, great name.
Tokolov. He loves these tokes.
Too much. From the London Wildlife Trust, reported saying, we are not aware of anything large moving in. So, yeah, the media goes nuts for this, basically, doing stupid headlines like, Nessie's gone on holidays.
Okay, all right, so there's a video that needs explaining.
Yes, one so far.
One so far.
Then, April 9th.
That's March.
Yeah, April 9th.
Moving forward to April. What happens in April?
April 9th.
9th.
Hear me out. You have to keep track of these dates. So, when on a boat tour in Thames, a lady by the name of Leah Kay spotted something splashing the water in front of her. While others gawked at a rainbow, she, the legend that she is, whipped out her camera and took a video of whatever this thing was. It was quite close to the boat, and something large can be seen, like, sort of surfacing, and a grey hump breaks the surface with no visible, like, dorsal fins or anything like that.
Okay. All right, let's have a look at the video.
All right, so I've got this on 720p.
720p. All right, lots of P's.
On the big screen.
Okay. This is the... That was nothing.
What do you mean?
That was nothing. That wasn't a hump rising out of the water. That was like it could have been a stick of wood floating around. Hey, that's much less impressive than the other one. The other one was...
I thought that was quite good.
Was something. The other one needed explaining. This doesn't call for explanation.
Jeez.
Did I miss something?
There's like a hump. It wasn't something obvious. Fine.
Okay. All right. Video 2 didn't do it for me.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I touched. Like, just then...
That's not appropriate.
You
know I don't like that.
Alright. Alright, I've got a photo of it at the key point.
Upload this photo so people can see how unimpressive that is. That could be a skateboard, like, dropped into the Thames.
It went down and then there's, like, splashing behind it.
Okay. I'm not at all convinced by this.
Okay. April 10th.
Okay.
The next day.
The next day.
Well, on another boat tour in the Thames, the flood barrier... someone doing a sweeping side shot of the water rushing by the boat records something surfacing a little in the distance and then going back down. The YouTube guy who published it was called WasNooble01.
All right, video 3, now play.
So it's quite fun.
It's London. I miss London. I want to go back there. Such a cool place. Okay, yeah, something came out of the water. It didn't have multiple humps, though. It's probably one of the thousands of porpoises and shit that you said are in the Thames, right?
It looks so serpentine, though. And long.
Could be a whale. Could be a porpoise. But let's look at it one more time. Did look a little serpentine. Yeah, no, that could be.
Because it goes for so long. Like, he's
but
talking...
Even slow-mo goes for so long.
No, even in not slow-mo, it's like...
Yeah, but, like, so... Well, whales do as well, right? They, like, rise to the top, stay above for a bit, go down, right? I don't know.
But it was keeping pace with the... All right, well...
I don't know. There's
a day later as well.
Okay.
Probably
it certainly looked a different size to the one in the previous. It's something. There's something big in the Thames, but like you already said, there's a bunch of big shit in the Thames.
Yes.
The first video is weird.
Mm-hmm.
weirded me out. I'm weirded out by the first video. That requires explaining.
Okay. But this second and third video is just, like, more of the same shit.
The third video, I can believe that's a whale. The second video is just stuff in the Thames.
Okay. August 20th.
August 20th.
Jonathan Jones.
3 days after my birthday.
Ooh. Jonathan Jones, on holiday in London from Leeds, with a few mates, just looking over the Thames. Then they noted something, like, weird and dark and shadowy in the water.
Yeah.
As they watched the shadow, they speculated about what it was. At first they thought maybe it was a shark, or even some reeds. But as they watched on, Jonathan noted it was too big to be a shark.
Okay. Have we got a video of this?
This one's just a photo.
Okay. Yeah, it looks a bit serpentine. It's not a whale or anything. I don't know. If it didn't surface, it could just be shit under the water, right?
Yeah, it looked like it swam away, though, apparently. Okay.
All right.
October 26th.
I think I'm being too skeptical. Like, if I'm coming at this, like, I'm not being too skeptical. Why wouldn't it have been seen if there are large serpents in the Thames? Or even one large serpent in the Thames? Why hasn't that shown up on, like, the Thames has been scanned a lot, right?
Yeah. It's but like, the thing is, it might be going out into the sea. So maybe it came in, heaps of people saw it, and then it left.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Okay, October 26th. In the Thames near
Greenwich.
A man who's actually working in the building on the edge noticed a disturbance in the water.
All right. Video number one. What are we up to? Like
600. All right. All right, so this is...
in Greenwich.
Quite high up.
So further down the Thames. Still on the Thames, though.
Yep.
Right, filming from a tall building. Some swirling water. That's the video.
That's the main thing. That thing.
Okay, that's not anything.
That was not worth the effort of getting that video on. All right, I have a photo of that. Something like
it's a fin. It looks like a fin.
Yeah.
A weird fin. It doesn't look like an arch. It doesn't look like a serpent. Alright, so video 4 gone. Video 2 gone. Video 3, what was video 3? Something. Video 3 was probably a whale. I don't know. So here's the thing, right? Like, my job, I'm trying to be reasonable. I'm not trying to just be a skeptic.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, what are the odds that the null hypothesis is true? The null hypothesis is there is no cryptid. And this is just weird shit people saw. What are the odds of that? Well, London's huge. It's full of people with iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
And you would expect there to be, like, weird-looking garbage and stuff in the Thames, like, kind of from a certain angle looks like something. And when... that's normal. You would expect that.
Mm-hmm.
And when that stuff comes along, you would expect some dumb idiot on the side of the Thames to be like, hey, it's a monster, and then film it. Right? And then produce some video that doesn't... It's not really, you know, it's, maybe it is, but it's sort of hard to tell.
Okay.
That accounts for most of these videos. It does not account for number 3 or number 1. Number 1 is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is clearly not rubbish, but it could be a web.
Yeah.
It was the video where the guy's panning along.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
So much evidence. Yes, right.
So, yeah, I think there's one video, the first one, that really strikes me as worth looking into.
Okay. All right. We move on.
We move on.
A few weeks later, so still in October, or no, probably early November, a lady named Jo Wild... saw something wild.
Well done.
Thank you. So aboard a ferry crossing from Portsmouth to the Isle of Wight, she spotted a beast which was very serpentine and had 3 distinct humps rising from the water.
Yeah.
Now this badass chick wasn't fucking about. She took her very serious camera and took a photo. But not only just a photo, she took actually like very beautiful.
Took a very serious photo.
There's like not only a killer monster in the background, but there's a killer sunset.
It's interesting because this looks a lot like what we saw in the first video. It's sort of 3 humps. One's kind of like a tail thing, and there's sort of 2 ones at the front.
One's a heady. Sort of.
See, that doesn't look like a serpent to me. In fact, I'm from this photo and from the first video, I'm like very sure it's not a serpent. A serpent wouldn't look like that. Right? Serpents move like this.
Yeah, well that's. That's what it's doing, right? What do you...
I don't know. It looks... It looks to me like maybe like a whale with a really weird back or something.
But the, it ha- would have to have a neck problem and a back problem.
No, no, I mean like maybe it's got ridges along its back.
Okay, but that would still be a brand new whale species then.
It looks weird. I don't know what that is.
But isn't that like, you know, when you see a caterpillar move, it like it carries that motion through? Like it's just carrying the serpentine motion through its body.
I guess so, but if you look at snakes and stuff, like, snakes are kind of like a wave,
mm-hmm.
and the frequency of that wave is to do with, like, how far they can spread out. So if you put a snake in, like, a little pipe, which is only, like, 6 inches short or something, then it forms, like, more waves, I guess you could say. So this is a lot of waves, but there's no reason it would form a lot of waves there. Like, why would it be that bunched up? It was just moving around in the ocean. Like, sea snakes, they never look like that.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's a snake, but that's weird. And it looks a lot like the thing in the first video, so maybe there is some weird creature in the town.
Correct.
The cryptid is only that there's a monster in the Thames, right? It doesn't have to be a serpent.
Oh, it doesn't have to be a serpent. It's just going to be something huge and undiscovered.
Okay. Well, it's... Looking there's good. Some weird stuff here. It's looking something.
Cool.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, this is in deep water, but it's kind of exiting the Thames. So this was also at the end of 2016. So this is the last 2016 sighting. Mm-hmm. So there was this flurry of sightings inside the Thames, deep in the Thames, as far as the Greenwich. Mm-hmm. And then this is like exiting the Thames. So this... supports the theory that this huge thing that probably lives in the ocean came in, got seen lots, and then this was the final photo of it exiting and going back to the ocean.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a theory.
Joe's husband, Trevor, said it was right in the middle of the Solent, which we find rather strange. I don't think there are any sandbanks near there or rocks for the ferry to go around. We've looked at the picture a lot, and it still really confuses us. Well, whatever it was, it seemed to be gently moving along the side of the boat. It had a really shiny texture to it. I'm a skeptical man myself, but it could have been the Loch Ness Monster.
What a sentence.
All right. So that's done for 2016 sightings. 29th of April, 2017.
Oh!
Doctor Who releases an episode. Episode 3, Series 36, called Thin Ice. And this features a huge sea serpent that lives in the Thames.
Fact. True.
Evidence number 400.
Okay. All right.
January 2nd, 2018.
That's a week ago.
A young lady named Megan Devison was walking along the Thames as a light sprinkle drizzled on the
of course you're going to work your holiday to it somehow.
Drizzled around her.
A young woman in brackets who desperately wants to see a Thames lizard. Yeah, what do you see?
She idly passes by the Christmas market, thinking about how she thoroughly enjoyed stuffing her face with a mighty fine bratwurst just moments before. Yeah, good bratwurst there.
No,
Christmas market. Glimpsing casually into the murky high.
Expecting to see nothing whatever. Certainly not having done extensive research on the Thames Monster already.
Let it be known that this was before I knew there was a Thames Monster.
Okay.
I did research after this event. And discovered stuff.
Alright, what did you see?
So, I spotted something, and I whipped out my very crappy camera phone and took a few photos before it was gone.
Okay.
So, my phone is so crap that it takes maybe 3 minutes to change from photo to film. So I was like, I don't have enough time to film it, so I just took several photos.
We need to get you a better photography device if you're going to be a cryptid hunter.
I've got my Sony phone, but I didn't... Sony camera, but I didn't.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's right near the London Bridge.
Okay.
It's actually the London Bridge is in the background. But I made a GIF of the photos.
This is twice now your evidence has come into our episode.
I'm a cryptid hunter.
The Flotsam here.
This is the best photo.
Alright.
That's better than some of the other guys' evidence.
It is, which is an indictment of the other guys.
And then this is a GIF I made of something moving.
Well, it's a GIF of something coming to the surface and going down, but it looks like a bucket or something like it. It's not the size of a sea monster.
Could be just a head.
It could be. It could be one of its little fingers or something. Okay, alright.
That's it.
Okay, alright. Well, I'm excited that you're a part of the episode.
Thanks. I did see a log later on, so I might be in the log. It might been a log.
This is a great way to, like, order our Yowie adventure.
Shh, secret.
All right.
That's a secret. Don't ignore that, listeners.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Would you like to chat about what you think?
Yeah. Going over all the evidence that you provided me. Again, quite a lot of it. A surprising amount of evidence. This was unlike the Yule cat.
shambles that was.
It's weird to me that there were those two really credible incidents of, like, hundreds of people seeing a serpent with a, like, hairy neck in ye olde times, or, like, the last 200 years or something. So they're all the people off Cape Cod, and there was the HMAS something.
Yeah.
And they both saw kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
I was trying to keep track. I think there were two that I kind of, like, hard to discredit because there were so many people there. So that's something. Then, separately, there was all the modern evidence. The 1999 one, where all those people called into a police station, they didn't have any detail in that, so I can't really do much with that. The video evidence, number one, and that photo you showed me that was taken outside of the Thames, that definitely was something. I'm not convinced it's a serpent. It could... I'm not really even convinced that it's an unknown species.
What is it then?
It could just be a whale with a really weird back.
No.
No? I'm not sure. The first video didn't look... They were really big humps.
Yes.
Like, if that was a whale with a deformed back, it would have to have, like, multiple sclerosis.
Yeah,
so
it
was like...
And it would be dead.
It would be dead.
They wouldn't be able to survive and eat and, like, swim properly and get away from... Because, like, orcas kill whales. If it was born with that, say, as a baby, orcas would have just...
It did look weird. I don't know. I'm calling this, I'm going to steal from Mythbusters and be like, well, what were their different things?
Plausible.
I'm going to say plausible. Or certainly not busted. There was nothing there that I'm like, yes, it's real. But of course there isn't. It's a cryptid, right?
Yeah.
If there was something that it was super obvious, then it would just be an animal.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling this plausible. The first video, and all the media commented onto it as well. I mean, there's a reason that happened. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm interested what, like, animal, creature, category would you think it would be in for, like,
hell? Definitely not a serpent, from what I saw.
Yeah, not a snake. I think serpent-like was a description, but it wasn't a snake.
Yeah, I have no idea. It looks bizarre. I'm really unsure.
Okay.
For that reason, maybe it's just weird garbage.
No!
Weird garbage.
Have you not seen my GIF?
You've got your section.
Yeah, so I've heard quite a lot of detail on why it's not a whale. Or, like, porpoise or dolphin. So these types of animals are known as cetaceans.
Okay.
But they come to the surface to breathe. Like, because they're mammals like you and I, they need to breathe.
Okay.
And this results in a very characteristic spurt of mist into the air, which is not only visible, but it's also audible. When it gets bigger, like a whale, you can actually hear it go...
Yeah, and we didn't see it.
Yeah, and obviously the bigger the animal, the louder the spurt, and humans generally know what that is if they see it, and everyone would see it, and there'd be a lot, not only a lot more sightings, but there would lot be, like, it'd be quickly identified.
There'd be more sightings? Why? Because it's
loud. Coming up to the surface to breathe.
But this thing came up to the surface.
Once. Not to breathe, necessarily.
Okay. A couple times. It was in that photo. It came above the surface in the HMAS sighting and the sighting off Cape Cod.
Yeah.
It comes up out of the water a lot. So it must be one of these things that needs to breathe.
No! It's not breathing once a week. it's just coming to the surface for other reasons.
Okay.
If it was breathing, it would come to the surface multiple times
a day.
Well,
it's just you're trying to use the argument I normally use against you, against me. So you're saying, like, if it was a whale that came up to the water, so many more people would have seen it. But that's my argument against you. Like, if there was a huge sea monster in the Thames, so many more people would have seen it.
Not if it's, like, a fish that, like, doesn't need to come to the surface to breathe. Fish come to the surface sometimes. I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know why. But,
there was no spurt, I agree.
No spurt.
Okay.
Alright, so this is exciting. So, you know how I said my theory is that this is something that lives in the water, in the sea, and then it comes up to the Thames, and it was there for a while, and then left?
Yeah.
And they got that photo getting out? So, I have reason for why it went up.
Okay.
So, I looked into, quite thoroughly, doing my research, I looked into migratory fish patterns in the Thames. And it may surprise you to know that the Thames is actually, like, got quite a healthy fish population, and there's some monster-sized perch and pike and carp species. Huh? So huge fish, very capable of being a big monster.
Okay.
Yes. So what if this creature followed a migratory fish group into the Thames? Sea trout and occasionally even salmon migrate into the Thames, but more exciting is that eels are known to swim up into the river in April and October. Exactly. Remember, April was like heaps of sightings?
Yeah.
So eels swim up into the Thames estuary and can be found even as far as Greenwich, which is where another sighting was seen.
Okay.
So what's exciting about that is that the guys who study like Nessie in Scotland and Moor Grower, which is another sea serpent in Falmouth Bay in Cornwall, England.
Okay.
They say that these guys love the taste of eel, and they prey on them in particular. So now we have like a legit like biological reason for why these guys are swimming into the Thames.
Well, yeah, but people that study Nessie.
Yeah.
But Nessie is another cryptid.
Yes.
The people that study Nessie are like crackheads. Like, we don't believe them.
Yes,
you can't cite them as experts, otherwise we can cite all the cryptid experts to prove all the other cryptids.
Well, there's more information on Nessie, say, than the Thames monster, though.
Okay, but cool. So there's food that a big thing could eat.
Yes.
There's big fish, there's eels, and they migrate up around that time.
Yes.
So that would explain why things might follow.
Yes, and it exactly lines up to when there was a huge amount of sightings.
Cool.
So.
Good investigative journalism.
Thank you very much. So, proposed explanations.
Okay.
So one of them is that this is a modern-day ancestor of something called a basilosaurus.
Basilosaurus.
Mm. All
right.
This is an animal that was thought to go extinct 30 to 40 million years ago. It was given the name King Lizard originally, as it was thought to be a reptile, because it looked really reptilian, but it was later reclassified as a marine mammal, such as like modern-day whales and dolphins.
Okay, have we got any photos of this?
Yes, I have a photo from 30 to 40 million years
of
ago.
Of its skeleton.
Not of its skeleton, but I have a few like recreations of what it looked like.
Okay.
So they're thought to have grey skin, they're long, streamlined, have sort of small flippers at the front of its body, very close to its head. Scientifically, it's described to be an undulating sort of eel-like body shape.
It looks kind of funny.
It looks scary.
It looks really fat. It's got this tiny little head poking out of its fat body. Okay, that's not what we saw in the video.
You think?
No, it had, like, this doesn't have humps.
It could probably make humps, maybe. Like, if it was doing this.
Not three of them.
Well, it's a huge, like, it's huge. That's it compared to a human.
Yeah. No, that's not what we saw.
Okay.
So I reject that theory. But what are the other proposed explanations?
So in 1892, Anthony Cornelius Ordimans, the then director of the Royal Zoological Gardens of The Hague, offered up a new suggestion of what the sightings could be. He published a book called The Great Sea Serpent, in which he hypothesized that the creature could be an undiscovered giant long-necked species of pinniped, which is like seals.
Huh.
The biggest known seal species is the 5-meter, 16-foot-long, and 3,200-kilogram heavy, which is 7,100 pounds, which is a southern elephant seal. So that's the biggest one we know of.
So maybe it's a new kind of seal. Well, that would still count as a cryptid.
Absolutely.
All right. Wait, so who's this guy? Who's the head of zoology somewhere?
Yeah, the director of the Royal Zoological Gardens at The Hague, Anthony Cornelius Ordimans.
Sounds very authoritative.
Yeah.
All right.
I have two issues with this theory.
Yeah.
One, seals obviously bask on the side of rivers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So we would probably see it basking a lot.
Okay, yeah.
A lot. And second, they're also air breathers.
Okay, wait, so your problem with air breathers is there should be more sightings if it's an air breather.
Yes.
Because they'd come up more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Less so with a seal, because I'm pretty sure they don't have a hole in their back. They're really quick, jump out of the water and take a breath. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So, theory number three. This one, I don't know, is possibly most plausible.
Oh, okay.
But it's, I don't know if it would classify as a cryptid either, if it is true. So there's a type of catfish called the Wells catfish, and they're ginormous European catfish that basically gorge and grow without barriers. They're even known to attack humans on occasion, and also a hero of mine, Jeremy Wade, once did an episode on it in River Monsters, where the Wells catfish were apparently growing to man-eating proportions and attempting to drown swimmers.
God.
So he caught this huge fella.
Oh my god. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's the size of a person.
And then in 2015, a 9-foot beast was caught in Italy on rotten line.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. I'd just shit myself if I saw that.
You wouldn't see it. Yeah,
you should just go to the end. Okay.
But
you think it's that?
I feel like, because the right thing with it is, for those who, we'll put up the photo, but basically it's got these bauble tentacle things coming out of its mouth, like catfish.
Yeah.
And it's mentioned of this, like, beard or mane or something. Possibly they're talking about, like, a catfish bauble thing.
Maybe. In those stories, though, it was 4 feet above the water, and it was a serpent they were talking about.
Yes.
This
obviously doesn't have humps.
Doesn't really come out of the water.
But if this was growing to the size of...
Okay, so let's say the 9-footer we've discovered is actually not the biggest they get. Let's say they go to, like, 20 feet.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, that'd be terrifying. Okay. So you think maybe that's what we saw?
No, I don't know, because I have a problem with this as well.
Video.
Because it obviously doesn't create humps. When it comes to the surface, which it does occasionally, just to, like, see what's going on, it looks more like an upturned boat.
Where does this live, this catfish?
It lives...
Like, in the Amazon or something?
No, it's European. I think it came from Germany originally. And they were introduced into the River Thames in 1930s. And are known to grow quite large. In 2008, a man by the name of Brett Ridley landed a huge one on Kingston stretch of the Thames. It took him 45 minutes to get it on shore, and it weighed around 60 to 65 pounds, which is around 27 kilograms.
Okay, that's not nearly the
as
size.
As big, yeah.
Okay.
2013, in Chiswick, the RNLI, which I think is Water Police, something like that, were called to investigate what appeared to be a dead human body washed up on the shore in Barnes, but upon an investigation, it appeared to be a badly decomposed monster catfish.
Okay. All right, so there are monster catfish in the Thames.
Yeah, they were introduced in 1930s.
Maybe it could be that.
Yeah.
Because that would explain, if you go back to the picture of the catfish, it's got this sort of, like, the tail could poke up. That would explain one hump, and then another hump is the...
Mm.
I mean, if it was a huge catfish, I don't know, it's not really enough for three humps, though. I don't see how you get three humps out of a catfish.
Yeah, that's my main issue with it.
All right.
Another possible theory.
Oh my god, there's a fourth theory.
There's so many theories. Is a Siberian sturgeon, which is another fish. The sturgeon is also seen in the Thames as recently as 2016. They're grey, they can be quite large, and look quite creepy and hard to identify if you didn't know what they were.
Mm-hmm.
Other species of sturgeons can grow much larger, though, typically ranging from 7 to 12 feet, which is like 2 to 3.5 meters.
Wow.
And the largest sturgeon ever caught was a beluga female captured in the Volga estuary.
The Volga, yeah. It was in Russia.
In Russia. In 1827, it weighed 1,571 kilograms, which is 3,463 pounds. And was 7.2 meters long, 24 feet. Yeah, that's like the little fella.
Oh, that's more promising.
My problem is,
it's got multiple fins, which would look like, which could definitely be what we saw.
This is a Siberian, so the Siberian ones are known to be in the river, but they're tiny.
Yeah.
The beluga, though, could find its way.
Are they saltwater? Can they go?
They can go a bit in saltwater, yes, from what I understand.
Okay, but they probably couldn't go across.
Yeah.
They couldn't go from the Volga all the way to England.
No, I think they also, the bigger ones, like cold water.
Okay, maybe not then.
They're also bottom feeders with their mouth pointing down like stingrays.
Okay, well that would explain it, because if they came to the surface a lot, you said that would be implausible.
That's true.
Okay.
That's all I got.
What do you think?
Have you heard of an oarfish before?
None of the theories you mentioned. Completely new fish. No, I haven't heard of an old fish.
It's like this really long serpentine fish that lives in the ocean. And it's deep sea. But I reckon maybe it's this fucking huge fish.
It can't be a fish. It can't be a fish.
Why can't it be a fish?
Because we saw humps, big humps.
It can have humpy fish.
They would have to be fins?
No, it could just move up and down undulatingly.
Fish, that's not fish. That's...
Fish move differently. Okay, fine. I don't know.
What do you actually think? You think it's an oarfish? Like, if
no,
you
I
had to, like, gun to your head, someone's like, make a bet, what's in the Thames?
Okay.
First of all, does it live in the Thames or does it just come there in 2016?
I think it lives in the ocean, comes to feed. I strongly believe in that theory. That's a very good theory.
Okay.
I don't know, Patty. Not a whale. Not a mammal. Not a mammal.
I have no idea. None of the theories sound any good to me. It's not a serpent. It's probably not a fish. Something weird is in the Thames from that video. And
my
from...
GIF.
I say nothing about your GIF. There were a few videos that showed like there was something weird, organic looking in the Thames, but and in that photo that they took outside the Thames. But it doesn't look like any of the things in the theories. It doesn't look like a whale, it doesn't look like a fish, it doesn't look like a sea serpent.
No.
It looks odd. It's kind of these sharp ridges. That was the expression that was used.
Yeah.
Kind of like humps, but spiky humps as well. And like two big ones at the front, and then nothing, and then another little third one behind. It's weird. It looks like a...
sea monster.
Maybe. But like, what would it be? I'm not leaning either towards there being a sea monster or against it. I would want people to explain that video and that photo.
They can't, that's the thing. Even experts can't explain it. They said they were baffled.
It could be a bunch of trash that was glued together in a weird way. It didn't look like an animal that I knew. It didn't look like a large reptile or a whale or a... It didn't even look like the dinosaurs that you were talking about. Mm. So, I don't know.
Mm.
This is going to trouble me for a few days. I might... I don't know, I'm not going to come down on either side at the moment. I'm going to think about it for a week, and I'll look over the videos again and see what I think next time. It's not obviously false. It's kind of weird, it needs explaining.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're convinced there is something in there?
Yes.
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 Okay. You think there's a sea monster in the Thames?
Yes.
And it's a sea monster. It comes into the Thames sometimes, seasonally. Okay.
Yes, because otherwise you'd see it all the fucking time.
But you're not sure what kind of monster.
No, I don't know. It looks pointy, and mammals aren't pointy, like whales, right? Whales aren't pointy. They're smooth and blubbery, and it looks reptilian, has humps, undulates, doesn't breathe air, probably, eats fish.
It's weird. I feel like there's not enough to go on, which, I mean, that's part of the course. It's cryptids. Mm-hmm. But, I'm a bit disturbed. There's something in the Thames.
Yeah, Crabzilla.
Crabs is not a crab. There's not a huge crab in the Thames. I don't know. I'm going to think about this more. And at the start of the next episode, I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm not sure. I want to go over everything you showed me again.
Okay.
So if you could send me the file, that'd be good.
That's good.
I might do some of my own research.
Fair enough.
I'm troubled, but not convinced.
Cliffhanger.
All right.
Okay. Fair enough.
Sorry for dragging you through the, like, seven theories there, none of which we believed. And we'll see you next week. And we've got a surprise for you next week.
Yes, next week is a special. I'm sure you'll get spoiled when you read the title of the special when it releases. But there is more to it than it seems. And we'll let you know.
All right, so tune in next time. If you have any theories, we're gonna put up all the videos and pictures from today's episode. Have a look at them. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, actually, that's a good idea. We really want to know what you think, because we obviously both don't know.
We're not sure. Sometimes we come down with, like, yes, there are pterodactyls or whatever, but I'm not sure. And, yeah, as usual, if you have anything you want to send us, you can email it to cryptidaddicted@gmail.com.
Yeah. If you have any, what we're really after as well is if you had any encounters with something that you don't know what it is, some sort of cryptid or something, feel free to send them to us too. I'd love to tell Patty about them and see what we can come up with. So, yeah, cryptidaddicted@gmail.com. If you also would mind giving us a review on iTunes, that would be really helpful. It's actually hugely helpful because then other people hear about it.
Yeah, and we get more reads, and then reads. We don't have a readership. It's good for us, is the point. Like us on Facebook as well. We have a page there, and that's where we put up all the videos. We put them on lots of places. So if you want to get us on Facebook, it's just cryptid_addicted. That's on Twitter as well, and on Instagram, we're just cryptid_addicted.
Yeah, I'll do a batch release of photos and videos and articles on this. Yeah, monster.
You can see what we're talking about, see what you think, give us anything you might have. If you're an expert with, like, a shaky camera, that'd be great. I want to see a footage of blurry things in the distance.
Yeah, if you live in the Thames, please make your own gifts and send them in.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much. All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.